just overthinking? It's 99.7 DJX. I mean, the answer is probably yes, but we got a DM from Erin.
She said, okay, Ben and Kelly, got a problem. Or at least I think I have a problem.
Okay.
My boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years. We talk about spending the rest of our lives together.
That's great.
So I'm assuming we're going to get married.
Okay.
However, every time I introduce him as my fiance, jokingly, he corrects me and says he's just my boyfriend.
Mm.
I know technically is right, but I'm just goofing around and love the way it sounds. Am I wrong for doing that, or should I be worried about his reaction to it?
Mm.
I hope I'm not going to get lit up by your listeners for being cute and goofy. Thanks so much, though.
Being cute and goofy.
Right. Like, she's being a little, is she being presumptuous by saying, oh, it's my fiance, even though we're not, like, I'm not wearing a ring. He hasn't officially proposed, but we have agreed that's where we're going. We're going to spend our life together. Why wouldn't we get married? But now she's thinking maybe he's not on board with marriage, just wants to stay girlfriend, boyfriend forever.
But also not yet. Like, he's not your fiance yet, and
right.
he's taking that literally. Like, I'm not your fiance yet. Maybe we're going to get there, but that means something different than just boyfriend, right?
Do you think she should be alarmed, though, in the fact that is he indicating he never wants to get married by having that reaction?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think... Yes, she'd be reading too much into it if she's like, all right, well, obviously you don't want to get married, so bye-bye.
Does she, like, ask, hey, when do you see us making that move?
I could see her, if she's cute and goofy like she says she is, then I could almost see her saying the next time maybe she says that, if she does decide to do it the next time. Like, oh, this is my fiance. You mean boyfriend. Like, well, when is it going to happen then?
Well, I don't think that's not the tone we take. I don't think we throw a little tantrum, and especially in front of somebody else.
No, as a cute and goofy tantrum.
Yeah, but still, it's awkward in front of other people, because that's what she's doing, is she's introducing him to other people. So then you have another person standing there awkwardly.
I do like what Bet says on Facebook. He's not your fiance, nor is he ready to commit to marriage. Just introduce him as your friend. And that should make him wonder.
Oh, touche.
Hi.
I see. Fight fire with fire. Play the same game. I like that.
Hi. Here's my friend.
He's my good buddy.
Here's my good pal.
That is a passive aggressive way to make your
friend. Wow. I kind of like that too. That is passive aggressive. I mean, you know, if we're trying to be mature adults, then we don't be like passive aggressive. And you just say, hey, I didn't realize that it was bothering you by saying fiance. I'll stop doing it. That is something I would like to get to eventually, but I'll stop doing it, right? You know?
Yes. Well, and Rebecca says, yeah, if you know if it makes him uncomfortable, then stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're just going to be like poking the bear, and that's probably not a good thing. Now, if you are genuinely concerned about whether you are still headed in the right direction and have the same goals, then maybe it's time to have that conversation. It's 3 years into the relationship. I don't think it's too soon to have that
conversation. No, I think 3 years. I mean, you know, obviously everybody's timeline's a little bit different, but 3 years seems to be an appropriate time to where you guys can start talking. Okay, is there some longevity here? Like, what sort of longevity? Is marriage in the future?
Ask him what his timeline is for that. Like, mm-hmm. If you're ready to advance to the next level of your relationship, you obviously need to find out when he thinks he's going to be
ready. I mean, he should know by now that that's what you're thinking about.
Well, and Dustin says maybe he's got a big proposal planned, doesn't want it to feel snuffed under the rug already introducing as a fiance. Like, you have to earn that. We haven't done that part yet.
Right.
I'm working on it.
Right.
Patience.
All right. I don't know if you have anything you want to add. Feel free. 502-795-1997. You can give us your thought, or maybe you have a story about that. Coming up. All right, so yeah, Erin been together with her boyfriend for 3 years. She's been kind of introducing him as her fiance, and he'll jokingly correct her and say, no, no, we're just boyfriend, girlfriend. And she's like, okay, so do I need to be reading more into this?
Yeah, like, should I be worried?
Yeah.
Like, is he never wanting to get married, or is he just, you know, what's the deal?
And I think all of us are saying, no, not necessarily. He's not necessarily not wanting to get married to you. It's just he doesn't have the title yet. You don't have the title yet. It's not there yet. So let's just hit the pause button on that. Mindy says he's not ready for that. And after 3 years, it doesn't look good. Most men wouldn't say anything about it if they truly wanted to be married, or they would have already proposed.
See, now Dustin did suggest that maybe he's got a big proposal planned and he's just wanting to like earn that title and doesn't want to like take the thunder away from the proposal.
All right. So that's a pretty big hint, though, like a hint that that's where you want it to be without actually having the conversation, which I think, yes, you probably need to also have that conversation if you haven't done that already. But how have you... Do you remember like hinting that you wanted to get married, and how did you do that?
Oh, no, I did not. No, I did not. And that came out of the, because I, I was always afraid of like running people off. I figured, you know, if
so if you hinted,
there,
you were worried that by hinting, they'd be like, whoop, nope.
Deuces, yeah, I'm out.
Not ready
I'm
for
out.
That.
Exactly. But Taylor said my friend and her boyfriend were going to sleep and she asked for more of the blankets because her ring finger was cold. He proposed the next week.
What a great
so
hint.
That worked.
That was a great hint.
That's genius.
Hey, can you pass me some more of the blankets because...
My ring finger's cold.
On my left hand, specifically my ring finger on my left hand. It's
third finger on my left hand's really cold.
It's really cold. You help warm it up. I mean, if there was a ring on
if it.
If it
was hugged by a ring, it would be
probably. That's a pretty good hint. I love that.
That's really good.
Yeah. I was trying to remember if my wife gave me any hints because it was 5 years, I want to say, from start dating to actual wedding that we...
But
we
what age were you guys when you started getting together?
I was 21. Yeah. So I was young. Yeah.
I think it makes more sense to have, you know, a longer relationship before you get to that. If you're young when you get together.
Yeah.
Don't know what age we're talking about here with Aaron.
No.
But I think 3 years in, sounds like she's ready to go. And I think maybe she just needs to, if she's concerned that he may no longer be on the same page, she needs to just kind of figure out what his timeline is.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good luck. We don't think that there's any red flags here. Just lay off calling him fiance yet. All right.
Yes. I think, you know, he wants to kind of earn that and with a proposal, and maybe there's one in the works and he wants to surprise you with it. So maybe give him a little bit more time before we super press him on it. Like, hey, when's this happening?
But good luck. Congrats. Yeah. Good luck. Keep us posted. Diving into the DMs there, 99.7 DJX.